we're going to respond to some of the comments on the consequences of a high body count with that I did with Jen and Gracie, I don't know, about a month or so ago. So the first comment that we're going to discuss, the girls want to discuss, is from, what's his name? Mondo Enterprises. He says, women with a high body count can't pair bond, unlike men.
Meaning that men can have sex with as many women as they want and still pair bond. But if a woman is experienced in bed, she can't pair bond. So what's the difference between a man with a high body count? First of all, what's a high body count? Is it over 20 or over 50?
It's everyone's own interpretation, I think.
Okay.
And that's why this is such a conversation.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. So it's subjective.
People get pretty upset about this particular topic. And again, like I mentioned when we were going through this, that the vibe and the general theme that I see in these guys, and I talked about it with Dominic and Ashley when they were here, is that the perception of these guys, and there are studies that I think Jordan Peterson's also talked about, that women that tend to sleep around tend to have a hard time being loyal and faithful to their husbands, and their relationships don't work out. And what you see in a lot of the guys is, I got to have a virgin, or I got to have a girl that's only been with one or two guys, and then she'll stay with me forever. And a lot of the comments revolve around, well, what if I go through a tough time and I lose my job and I get off track and I go through a difficult time, she'll just leave me, or she'll go screw my best friend, or she'll go screw some other guy, and she'll just monkey branch to another dude because hypergamy doesn't care. Women just want to be with the top guy that are rich and successful, and they'll just, if you don't have your shit together or you fall down for a long enough period of time, she'll just up and leave you. And the reality is, for men, you have to remain in your masculine. If a woman is depending on you to take care of her, especially if she's a stay-at-home mom, and then you lose your job and you sit on your ass because you're depressed or whatever, and she's going to be on you about doing something about that for a period of time. But at the end of the day, the man is not taking care of business. He's no longer providing the safety and the comfort that caused her to feel safe and comfortable to give up her job, her career, and be a stay-at-home mom. And it's like they want to, it's like I see the theme, like they want an excuse for being lazy and going through a tough time or being depressed for a couple years, and that the woman's just supposed to stick with them no matter what. And therefore, obviously, women that have slept around a lot more and have had dozens of guys they've slept with, that she'll just leave him and go start fucking somebody else.
So it's an excuse. Blame her.
Yeah. That's what I see a lot in the red pill community, is just a bitterness and an angriness towards women. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you lose your job, nobody gives a fuck. It's up to you to go out and get another job and supplement your income instead of sitting home crying about it or being sad about it. Granted, we all go through tough times. But at the end of the day, if your girl is dependent on you to take care of her and the kids, as a man, you got to take care of business at the end of the day. Because if she doesn't feel safe and comfortable with you, the legs are going to close. And she's not going to want to have sex with you. She's not going to feel safe with you as the man being the leader. And it forces her into her masculine. And I just see like a lot of guys making the excuse that, well, it's not my fault, I'm going through a tough time, she should just put up with me basically being a loser until I decide to stop being a loser.
Or the reason she left me is because she's had sex with too many other men and she doesn't know how to pair bond. I'm going to blame her sex life on the fact that I wasn't able to keep her happy or be the man.
And I didn't step up as a man.
Right. Here's the thing, like, imagine when people are become sexually active, I don't know, some people it's early, 16, 17, 18, other people it's 20, 21, 22, but those are like, that's the general range when people start becoming sexually active. Men are having sex with women and women are having sex with men. It's equal. Like, you can't, I mean, we want sex too. Why are we different than men? Like, we're also experimenting and learning. So do we lose our value because we have more experience? I mean, I guess I'm not understanding where they're coming from. We can't pair bond, but you can. What's the difference? If you've been with 10 people and I've been with 10 people.
Well, it's the studies that have been done that typically the more promiscuous a woman is, the less likely she's going to stick around in a long-term relationship. Versus if she's inexperienced and maybe she only had you know, maybe two or three boyfriends total, and then they start dating in their early to mid-20s, that they'll be together forever, and he can go through two or three years of feeling sorry for himself or not working. She goes and works and earns a paycheck while he sits at home playing video games and drinking beer and eating pizza because he's going through a rough time, and she's just expecting, hey, till death do us part, you just got to stick it out and put up with the guy going through a rough patch.
I would say that the girl who's been with more men has more experience and knows there's better out there. She's not going to put up with some guy who can't keep it together. She's going to say, okay, so the girl who's had more experience in relationships with men is going to say, well, you're not cutting it. I'm out. I know I can get better because I've had better. A girl who's a virgin has never had better. She doesn't know any better, and she doesn't know that there's anything better out there.
Preach.
I mean, maybe it's about experience level, maturity level, being in the world more. I don't know.
And don't you want a girl who like knows how to like?
Yeah, don't you have somebody that has sexual experience?
Because like when you, I don't know, but like a little virgin girl, like you have to teach her everything.
Yeah, she'll lay there
and
like
some women just have no body awareness. Yeah, they don't honestly. They don't know how to fuck.
And they don't know how to tell you what they want. That's important in a intimate relationship to say this is what I like. And if they're shy about it because they've never been with anybody, that's gonna create an awkward sexual situation. I don't know. I think the more experience, the better. Now, I'm not saying
there
are limits. I get it, but that you're going to seek somebody. What is it? What is the expression about water seeking its own level? You're going to try and find somebody who's similar to you, and you have like just like you have similar interests. You somebody who likes similar has the same similar interests in the bedroom. Similar experience. Maybe guys like feel more masculine if they're with a woman that doesn't know much and they're more in control. That could be it too. I don't know. I think it is an excuse though, and it could be an excuse for lots of things, but I don't think that's valid that men can pair bond with a high body count and women can't. I don't know.
He probably just insecure. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to reference the studies. And they're going to say, well, scientifically, it backs up from. But my personal experience is women that have had several sexual partners, they're better in the bedroom versus women that are inexperienced. And some women, even though they're inexperienced, it's very hard to teach them, mm-hmm. especially like, you know, getting a woman on top of you and mm-hmm. her knowing how to ride you and get herself off. It's. If she doesn't have a lot of sexual partners and doesn't have a lot of sensory acuity and body awareness, she's not going to know how to do that.
And have the skills.
And it and as a guy, it gets it gets frustrating. Mm-hmm. It's like some women are very sexual, very sensual, very in touch with their bodies. They know how to move in the bedroom, and it's just a much better experience. Because it's like, you know, the worst thing is getting into a relationship with a woman who doesn't have a lot of experience. And she's hard to coach because I've had that. It's like I've had women that had a low body count and they were just like you were talking about the dude who's our age and he still doesn't know how to fucking kiss. The dude's in his 50s like and he still doesn't know how to, 48, doesn't know how to make out with a girl at 48 fucking years old. I've had women that were 19, 20 years old that I've hooked up with that were amazing in bed and amazing kissers and other women that were just terrible. It's they just you can't coach them, you can't teach them. They don't know how to move their bodies. They feel uncomfortable, and it's just the sex kind of sucks with them.
Yeah,
I prefer women that have experience.
Some experience, yeah. But the whole body count concept is new. I never counted my partners before. I think that's a new thing. Maybe that comes from the dating the man groups. What are they called? The communities online where they count how many women. It's like a competition. It's kind of childish, but that wasn't anything I ever did. I've never counted how many people. I wouldn't even know.
I lost track in my 20s.
I wouldn't even know. It would take like a day or two to like sit down and think about like, when did I start?
Do guys your age talk a lot about that? Is that when you go out on dates, do they ask you those things? Or your girlfriends, they talk about it?
Oh, me and my girlfriends go off. We talk about everything. But, like, if a man that I just met is like, what's your body count? I'll be like, none of your business. I don't know. I feel like, for me at least, like, I don't care to tell you, but, like, it's personal. Why are you asking that? Why do you want to know? It's weird.
Yeah,
like,
you're it's not judging me. You're trying to size me up.
And then everyone's opinions of body count is different. So you don't know if they're going to be like, that's so many. Or they're going to be like, oh, what an inexperienced girl. Like, you just can't win.
Yeah.
Like, you never know.
It's subjective.
Very.